are back live. Thank you so much for joining us already into the fourth hour today. We've got a young man fighting 9/11 treatment in the public schools, being persecuted for that. Coming up, and then Tommy Pilato of the last 40 minutes, good friend of mine, a Hollywood film producer, an expert on new media, to talk about that with us today. Don in Texas, you're on the air with a real American hero. That's right, it's not some football player, though that's enjoyable and fun to watch. So this is a real hero, risking his life, his name, losing his job to blow the whistle on the 9/11 inside job, Kevin Ryan. Don from Texas, you're on the air with Kevin Ryan.
Yeah, Kevin, Alex, God bless and keep you both for what you're doing. I saw the Trade Center collapse live on television, knew it for what it was by virtue of my military training in demolitions. And, Kevin, you just asked what we can do as individuals, you know, and you and Alex, you're doing it. We're all called to be therapeutic messengers, and we have the individual power to visualize at a cellular level and resonate what we know to be truth beyond technological means.
Well, we've just got to get the word out, period. And there is that whole 100th monkey that's been proven scientifically, where you'll have a research island with monkeys, and as soon as a few of them learn it on this island, they spontaneously pick it up 20 miles away. But, you know, regardless, we're physically getting the info out, and I appreciate your calls. Don, Dan in New York, a final call for Kevin Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I was wondering what would be the reasoning for the 9/11 attacks? Like, what were they planning? I know one of them is imperialization of the Middle East, but...
Actually, Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Grand Chessboard in 97 that was then plagiarized by the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, penned by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, they're attributed to writing it on their own website, says trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, trillions in oil, unifying the people behind a Pax Americana or global empire. There's got to be an outside threat on the order of Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor killed 2,890-something people. So did 9/11. Coincidence? And then we have all these other government documents like Northwoods where they explain, we stage terror attacks, we blame it on foreign enemies as a pretext to take control of society, even declare martial law in America. Kevin Ryan, comments?
Yeah, I think you're right, Alex, and I think we just have to recognize, although it's difficult to believe, that there are people whose greed and whose thirst for power is just more than anything that they can deal with, and that they ended up just destroying everyone else around them. So that appears to be part of the situation with 9/11.
Yeah, they have a raw thirst for power, the raw exercise of power, and we have to have a desire and a thirst for justice. And that's what I have. That's what Kevin Ryan has. And again, Kevin, I'm telling you, people like you are my heroes, man. You are such a hero to my whole family and to millions of people out there listening. I just salute you.
Hey, back at you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Well, if it wasn't for people like you, I mean, they would have already staged more terror attacks, and you do shake them up, buddy. I mean, they expected us to buy their whole fable, and people have it, and we're going to get them in the end. Anything else there, Dan?
What rights do you think Barack Obama is going to attack? I know one of them is going to be the Second Amendment, but what other rights?
It's going to be the whole same agenda, more wars, police state. Look, Bush just passes the baton. Right now they're passing the baton. Obama's, I mean, he's a puppet. Kevin, you want to comment on that?
Well, I would guess that Barack and his administration, Senator Obama, is probably not going to be much different than Senator McCain or Senator Biden or the Bush family. They're largely, I think, the same people. They appear to be nominating the same types of people as have been in power before. So,
exactly.
Go ahead.
No, let me go ahead.
I don't expect much change from the path we're on unless we take charge of it ourselves.
I mean, exactly. Congress has been physically threatened with martial law. Senator Inhofe, two other congressmen we talked to, on record, Bloomberg reports we're under war powers, Federal Reserve. I mean, if they're telling Congress they don't run anything, you better believe the president's been told he's a puppet. That's why he was chosen. He's like a front man, a CEO. He's definitely a fellow traveler. Kevin Ryan, thank you so much for all you've done. We'll check out the websites and your great info.
Thank you.
There he goes.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we got my good friend, Hollywood movie producer, artist, writer, director, Tommy Pallotta in studio with us for just 40 minutes. I want to have this young man back for a full hour to talk about activism in the future. We've only got him for this one segment today. Robert Wanick is a 15-year-old high school student and 9/11 truth activist. He has fought against indoctrination and censorship in his schools and runs the website NoNeocons.com. I love that website. I didn't know that was his. And Robert's YouTube videos have received tens of thousands of hits, more than that. Not only did his principal tell him he couldn't wear a 9/11 truth T-shirt, well, then they blacked it out in the school annual. Censored it when everybody else, you know, was allowed to have messages on their shirts. Then their textbook tells him that New World Order's good, world government's good, but then when he complains about it, they tell him it doesn't exist. But then he has videos with the textbook, and we've checked out the textbook. It does have that chapter. So classic doublethink. They're taught psych warfare. Oh, it says that, but you're not seeing that, Winston. So I want to play a little clip of him from YouTube up on screen, and we're going to go right to him. Here it is.
School, the teachers and the faculty laugh. They literally call it a conspiracy. Even though it's been admitted, it's a conspiracy. But now I'm taking American history. Here's my book, American History. And as I was looking through it today in class, I came across something that we will be learning about. America in the New World Order. You can see that, I hope. 1970 to the present.
They talk about how NAFTA is a big part of the New World Order. The one thing they should talk about is the NAFTA superhighway, but they don't dare mention that in our history books. They also try to promote the already failed war on drugs by saying it promotes extreme violence. And we all know that the war on drugs is a massive failure, but they're trying to drill it into kids' heads that it is being a success.
Meanwhile, he sticks InfoWars.com and GCN stickers everywhere. Or somebody does in the school. I love it. Fighting that brainwashing camp. Oh, there's one of our bumper stickers. 9/11 was an inside job. That goes out in all our orders. By the way, I want to start a program. If you want free bumper stickers to stick at your school, we'll mail them out to you.
Under punishable school rules, Rule 14 reads, respect yourself and be proud to be a cowboy or cowgirl.
That's the mascot.
We're being forced to be proud to be a cowboy. We must respect and be proud of our school. Be proud of our principal, no matter how fascist he is. Now, what kind of rule is that? No matter what, be proud to be part of that school? They're constantly telling you to respect your authority figures, no matter how they treat you. And no matter what's wrong with your school, it is a rule to be proud to be a cowboy, or you will be punished. Our school has so many cameras inside and outside. They're tracking everything you do, just like a police state. Although we have low violence at my small town school, low theft, and basically no serious crimes. But here's one of the rules. Personal phones with photographic capabilities used as photographic instruments are not allowed in the school building. Persons using these phones in the school as a photographic device will be subject to suspension for a period of time designated by the administration. So you're not allowed to have a camera phone in the school. Personal phones with photographic capabilities are not allowed in the school building. They don't want you to catch them saying something. They don't want to catch you to catch them doing anything. Give us some personal freedom. It starts with synchronizing your day to get you ready for the New World Order. Everything you do is planned out and you have no choice. Then it goes on to banning any photographic devices from entering the school. No freedom of press, no personal phones at all. The final step is brainwashing you with chapters in your history book on the New World Order, trying to promote it as a good peacekeeping movement.
There's more there, and he was also told, you know, basically that you could have any nonviolent message you wanted on your shirt, but his 9/11 inside job wasn't allowed, so that got censored as well. Let's go ahead and go to Robert. Robert, it's great to have you here with us, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I appreciate you bringing me on today.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're using their censorship, their attempted censorship, to wake up and rally the youth there in their Shawshank prison. Tell folks a little bit about yourself and this saga in this indoctrination camp that your parents have you in. So how are you fighting back inside the re-education center?
Yeah, well, I'm a 15-year-old sophomore, and I go to Breckenridge High School, and the school operates with no respect for the Constitution. They literally tell the students that you leave your rights at the door to keep it as a safe learning environment. You're not allowed to bring cameras into the schools, so there is no freedom of the press. You are not allowed free speech, and they can designate whatever they want inappropriate. They can designate whatever T-shirts they want. If they do not like the message, that T-shirt can be censored according to them. And basically, they don't want any alternative theories, and you can be punished for bringing them up. 9/11 truth is a punishable theory in our school. You're not allowed to mention the New World Order. They don't let me talk to recruiters when they come to the school. When I see a Marine recruiter, I can't even get near him without a teacher hassling me, asking me why.
Well, how dare you? I mean, look, you're not allowed to talk to other people in prison. You're there to be indoctrinated and learn how to get on Prozac, Ritalin, or how to go into the military or how to go to prison. It's to institutionalize you. We have their own documents. Tell folks where your tell folks where the government re-education camp is located that you attend.
Well, I go to school in Breckenridge, Minnesota. It's a smaller small town in Minnesota, about 3 hours away from the big Twin Cities, and that's why they think they can get away with this unconstitutional indoctrination of the students, this brainwashing, when they know that it's just a perfect opportunity for them to drill the New World Order into our heads.
Well, you need to create a student group. If they refuse to accreditate it, you need to sue them for that. And I would make a huge deal out of it, and I would take that school over through the First Amendment, and I would, you know, create a student union, which is your God-given right, to basically let them know that you do have value and that you do not leave your rights at the door and that you're not going to be taught that you're a slave or a prisoner.
Absolutely, because schools are really in place. Any person that's thinking creatively knows that schools are really in place to keep you from learning about the real issues. No alternative theories, and when you bring one up, they're just going to go out of their way to shut you up, claim you have no rights.
It seems like I saw NoNeocons.com years ago. How long have you been involved in the fight against the New World Order?
I've been involved for about a year and a half now. Started off with 9/11 Truth. When I was just your average kid, not involved in any politics, and it wasn't hard for me to see that the lies don't add up, and that the science, it's proven.
What woke you up? I mean, when did you finally wake up?
Okay, I woke up when I was about 14 years old, a young 14 year old. Now I'm 15 years old, so about a year ago.
I mean, what was the thing that triggered it?
Well, the thing that triggered me waking up was when I was in science class, we watched a video on the physics of 9/11, and I noticed that things don't add up. I researched 9/11, came across films like 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 9/11, Loose Change.
So wait a minute, they were brainwashing you with the official story?
They were giving us the official conspiracy theory. And we were not
So that's what backfired on them. That's why I love these hit pieces they do on us. That's where we're getting all our converts. I love it.
Exactly. They think they can feed us the propaganda, and then they think that we're not going to do anything about it. And just because we're youth doesn't mean that we're not going to stand up against them. They're the so-called superiors. Well, last time I checked, it was we the people.
Well, see, it's a new religion. They're indoctrinating you. The hating your rights is good. Men in Black ski mask is good. FEMA camps is good. It's all attacking other countries is good. It's all for your safety because the evil terrorist attacks you on 9/11. The PNAC plan all over again. In closing, I want to have you back up in the next few weeks for a full hour. We're really impressed with what you're doing. I commend you. I was going to have you on longer today, but a special guest was in town. But in closing, a lot of schools, they tell young people, do not talk about 9/11. Do not visit InfoWars.com. You're saying you get reprimanded similarly if you do at your government training camp?
You get reprimanded? What you're asking is reprimanded.
Specifically, you were saying you're not allowed to talk about 9/11 Truth there in the prison. I mean the school.
Yes, exactly. You're not allowed to talk about it, and if you do, they'll give you in-school suspensions where you're sitting in a room the whole entire day without contact. They'll give you detention.
My God.
And when I mentioned free speech last year, this video has almost 100,000 hits. When I've mentioned free speech last year, they called the police into the school, and they detained me for explaining my rights to them. They had the police come in and detain me, and that's where the police state starts in schools.
Oh, my God. You know, let me do this. Let me set you up this week, because you're still out of school right now, right?
Yes, till January 5th.
So you've been given leave from the camp for a few days. Let me set you up in the next 2 days to come on for a full hour, because I wasn't aware it was this bad. I've seen, well, there was another case of youth getting in trouble in Austin schools for even mentioning 9/11 Truth, and then they threatened to take him to jail and then actually suspended one young man. So, I mean, they call the cops on you for this now, huh? Well,
yeah,
I tell you.
Detain me. Don't read me my rights. Nothing.
Has that backfired on them, though, with the other youth now wanting to know what all the hubbub's about?
Oh, yeah. We hand out all these 9/11 stickers. Everyone puts them on their lockers. Everyone goes around talking about it. Nobody submits to their tyranny anymore.
Oh, excellent. It's blowing up in the tyrants' faces. America is defending liberty. The Republic is being defended by our young people. I'm going to skip this break for PrisonPlanet.tv for just part of it. Here we go.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Strange days have found us.
We're going to have Robert Wanick back on for a full hour later in the week. We have Tommy Pallotta, director, film producer of things like Waking Life, Scanner Darkly, The High Road, many other films. And he also does big art projects for international museums and things. Directed a lot of MTV music videos back in the day. Jack of all trades, good friend of mine. And we've got Tommy here in studio with us. Tommy, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here in the new studio, Alex.
You bet, my friend. So much is going on. Let's get into the alternative media. I think it's got the establishment worried.
Yeah? Well, I mean, I'm pretty excited about it all. I mean, there's more and more ways to disseminate information. every day. And it seems like people are taking advantage of that more and more. And it seems like the sort of traditional media is becoming more and more fractured, that audiences are the audiences can find more things that they want to be informed about now.
Well, I agree with you. You were just telling me about a particular little widget you use to listen over your iPhone to the show. The widget is for free.
Right.
And it's funny, we had dinner last night. You were telling me about it. That was the very day that Kurt Nimmo added it to the Listen Live page. Tell folks about that particular widget.
Well, Flycast, is that the one you're talking about?
Flycast.
Yeah, for my iPhone, I downloaded a little app called Flycast that allows me to listen to your show streaming every day. So I think it uses Shoutcast to do that. And my idea for you was that you create your own little application, or one of your listeners creates an application for you that would allow you to stream just your show, because you still have to search through that application to find your show. And I thought it'd be great to have an InfoWars application where you could kind of look at the New York Times application as well, that they're able to push articles and stuff like that on it, but also to stream your show.
If you volunteer to make us that application, we'll put it up. And I would add for Kurt on the Flycast to try to add a link to their subdirectory, not just their main page, so folks can find us on there. But, I mean, that's the great news. Now your iPhone, your cell phone, any of them, people can listen to the radio show. Again, that further destroys the monopoly of the establishment. That's why Barack Obama has now announced Internet 2 to openly take over the Internet and kind of kill the old web and force us onto the new one. Where do you stand on that, Tommy?
I think we've got to be really careful. And one of the main problems is that there's so much disinformation going on. And, you know, I have hope that technology, or the people who really understand these new technologies, are going to work much faster than anybody trying to destroy that sort of flow of information. So, you know, the levee's been open, and that information's coming out. And they can make it harder, but it's hard to stop it completely.
That's what I was about to say. They're trying to eat around the edges with taxes, regulation, internet rating, where the government runs you through their servers to put a rating up. Australia's proposing the same system, but admitting it's Chinese-style censorship. That's the headline.
Right.
So just the filter itself, they're predicting, will slow the web down by 75 to 85%, and then you'll go through a government server, which also snoops on everything you do. Now, they're already doing
it, right.
But now they're being public about it.
Right. Well, Echelon and things like that, I'm sure, has always been a
part of it. Exactly. In the name of a web rating, they're admitting they're going to pass you through.
Right, the web rating.
And then I guess InfoWars.com will be rated for extreme, like a lot of corporations already ban us.
Right.
And that's their business, but it's different whenever governments do it.
Yeah, but again, I think there's always going to be a way around that. And I think the great thing about your show is that I see it in many different ways. I mean, it's on BitTorrent, it's on YouTube. You know, however much they're trying to stop it, you have redundancy even within your own websites. So they can try to, you know, stop InfoWars.com, but people are going to take that information, you know, and disseminate it in other ways, which is always good.
No, exactly. That's why we ask listeners to go and copy all the stories we write and then post them everywhere else. Because they'll even block us on the search engines now.
Right.
But then it still gets out on other people's sites. But enough about me. We're talking about the alternative media. You've been kind of an alternative outside the main Hollywood system filmmaker on your own right. What's going on with film right now and, you know, freedom in film? Or is that still controlled by the big boys?
Well, more and more. I mean, you know, I started with independent film. And now the sort of independent boutiques have all pretty much shut down. So, again, it's, you know, it comes and goes in waves. I think that right now it's pretty much all just a studio type way to make films in America only. But I think more and more I'm looking at the European model of making movies, where you're actually pulling together financing from multiple sources, multiple countries and things like that. And I think that everybody's going to be going to have to get really creative in how to finance and distribute movies. In the past, there was always kind of a one-stop shop. You get money from one source, you go to one studio, they distribute it, and they pretty much had a cookie-cutter way to get that film out. Those days are over. I mean, I think that now you just have to be creative, not only in the filmmaking aspect of it, but also in the distribution aspect of it, the financing, and, you know, just the marketing of it.
Absolutely. Again, folks, in stores you can get Scanner Darkly, you can get films like Waking Life. I was in a Best Buy last week and happened to see somebody literally there, you know, getting a copy of Scanner Darkly, and then right next to it I saw a copy of Waking Life. So those both have serious political messages. We'll be back with a long segment. Your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hey, that sounds like ice cream trucks out there. Sounds like Christmas. That's what Willie Nelson said on the show when he heard that music. He was like, he just stopped talking with. Tommy Pallotta is with us for another 25 minutes in studio. I hope you come back through town sooner. We'll do 2 or 3 hours here on air.
We will.
If you're a fan of Waking Life or a fan of A Scanner Darkly or any other films that Tommy's produced or some of the other films that he's directed, or if you'd like to talk to him about you know, the media, the alternative media, what it's like making a really independent film with, you know, that big of stars like he did with A Scanner Darkly, you're welcome to call in. Phone calls about the new media, the attempts to censor the alternative media, 1-800-259-9231. Tommy, specifically, you know, you're into futurist ideas, and you work for some other big corporations, you know, just on the futurist angle with nanotech and technology and all of this. Genetic engineering, this doesn't just threaten the people. There's also a lot of opportunities there, and we see the system and the establishment may have all this innovation, but they've got old dinosaurs running it. And, I mean, take 9/11. That's an operation from the 60s, thinking they could control the media when they didn't. And they're not omnipresent. They're not God. What type of opportunities do you see in this revolution of technology?
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I think that there's a lot of questions that are floating around right now. And whenever those questions are out there, people are going to search for answers. Some are going to be close to the truth. Some might be really far off. So it's going to be harder and harder to sort of sift through that information. And it's going to take people to really organize and get together. Like it always has been. People, that's always been the challenge, is organization and getting people to move, you know, in a movement towards a common goal.
Do you agree? Well, I mean, I know you agree as we've talked. I mean, the system is in crisis. I mean, the New World Order is attempting to take over. You know, they've got that avarice, you know, they've got that propulsion system. But at the same time, the more they try to grab, the more slips through their fingers. I mean, it does. I mean, all the evidence shows the New World Order is in crisis. Where do you see all this going?
It doesn't seem good. It seems like they're opening up Pandora's box. And the weird thing, I think, for us and maybe most of the listeners is that we're not really at the same morality level as these people that are they're doing these crimes. I mean, the kind of morality that it takes to swindle billions of dollars is kind of foreign to me, and I bet most people, and how they can go ahead and do these things, and they're working on different moral principles, I think. And so that's a really difficult thing to sort of combat against, because it's really hard for me to understand the psychology behind the kinds of crimes that these people are doing.
Well, I agree with you, but I mean, you see the criminal mindset. I mean, they love big heists. They love complex operations. They love to fool the public. And if you study the psychology of criminals, then you look at the New World Order. I mean, isn't it the exact same mindset? I mean, it's the same people.
Yeah, and I mean, the one thing that always kind of shocks me is just the lack of value for human life. You know, I think you go out in the street, you talk to people, and people have a certain value, an inherent value on life. And these people don't seem to have that.
I agree. I mean, projecting forward into the future, what do you see happening with the media itself? This, you know, this war between the alternative and the kind of old dinosaurs, because, you know, really that is how the people communicate with each other. That's what sets the cultural parameters. And I mean, you're a, you know, invited guest in Tokyo, Austin, Texas, L.A., all over, particularly to speak on the future of the media, because, you know, you've been cutting edge in a lot of areas there. I mean, here on air right now, where do you see things going in the next 5-10 years?
You know, you always hope for the best. You always hope that people are going to educate themselves more and more. I mean, unfortunately, right now, I would say that television is one of the main culprits for mind control. But that doesn't mean that it's inherently evil. It's just that, for the most part, it's being used in a really negative way. And the great thing about the Internet is that the potential is really great. And all these other things like Twitter and ways to communicate and sort of organize people, I hope that it's going to be used more and more.
Well, absolutely. And again, that threatens the system. In just a year, Twitter is now starting to rival YouTube and things for, you know, for communicating to people worldwide. I noticed last week somebody created an Infowars.com Twitter, and it had, you know, thousands of people visiting it. So we just created one Saturday.
Good.
And, you know, it's already got a few hundred people on it. I haven't even plugged it yet. Yes, go to Infowars.com, link through to our Twitter page. And you can get those updates of you know, text articles on your cell phone. Again, how is the system going to deal with this? We know that DARPA invented the World Wide Web to surveil and control all commerce. We know they designed it to try to control people, but it's backfired on them, Tommy, and I agree with you.
Right.
I don't see them putting it back in Pandora's box.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it all comes down to the people, though. I mean, there's no piece of technology that's going to save us. There's no you know, golden solution. It's going to come down to people educating themselves, communicating with each other, and organizing.
And I also think being more cynical. I mean, I think after World War II, we won the war. We were the good guys. We beat the bad guys. We can do no wrong. And then the evil just, it was already there, just exploded. I think we have to come to grips with the fact that we really do have a corrupt evil empire.
You know, it's hard. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I read the news, and it's hard to sort of find some sort of hope or optimism and all that. I think you do a really good job of instilling that into the people and in your show. But I think a lot of people feel the same way. And it's hard not to look at it and feel hopeless.
You know, I'm glad you're coming to South by Southwest this year. I know you're a speaker there. That hadn't been announced yet, so we won't get into any of the details. But I look forward to seeing you when you're actually here in town. There's some other exciting things I won't be announcing as well. But when is South by Southwest, Tommy?
It's in March, mid-March.
Tell us some of the things you're working on right now that you can. I know a lot of stuff is in embryonic phases, so you don't want to...
Well, right now I'm doing a sort of series of portraits of people that are documentaries, and one that I'm doing on is on Stephen Prince, who was a friend of Martin Scorsese's, and Scorsese made a film of him in the 70s, and I'm kind of visiting him 30 years later. And another thing that I'm doing is I'm developing a Philip K. Dick short story called Electric Ant. I'm working with some comic book writers to make a graphic novel out of it, and it's also going to be called Electric Ant. It's going to come out. Marvel's going to distribute that.
And then we'll see a film, I bet, out of that.
Hopefully. We'll see.
And you're working on some other big films, but you can't get into those.
Right. Yeah.
Some very exciting stuff.
Yeah. It's all, you know, I'm really interested in science fiction and thrillers for the most part, and I'm always kind of amazed at of how a lot of these big mainstream movies almost have interesting ideas, and you're kind of skirting around these things, like Eagle Eye. I don't know if you saw that, but it's...
No, it kind of isn't,
no, it's not that good. But, you know, it kind of deals with surveillance and artificial intelligence and you know, computers to
so the idea is interesting, yeah. It's just not right. Executed well.
Right. They definitely skirt it.
Eagle Eye.
Yeah.
You know, Philip K. Dick, so much of what he wrote about and thought about came true. It was almost like he was prescient.
Yeah. I mean, I think about that. I think that that some people are just really open to what's happening around them. And that Nixon era, that when he was writing, you know, that's sort of kind of the Bush era, too. You know, there's a lot of the sort of, there's parallels to that. And I think that, you know, some people are just more sensitive and they're more open to what's around them. And in retrospect, it seems like they're pressing it, but they're really just sort of reflecting those times.
Hey, what do you think of the new Digs?
I love it, man. It's amazing. It's really cool, and it's an honor to be here.
Oh, come on.
In studio.
It's an honor to have you here, but we're going to build another TV studio out there, you know, just for television, right. So it isn't as crazy. But we're doing the web thing. We're doing everything live right now. I'm going to take the best of each week and boil it down for a one-hour TV show. I think we're going to do another TV show that's a live news program. But I really miss you, man. I miss going on those bike rides and hanging out and stuff. But going out boating on Lake Travis, but... you hop around. I mean, you always kind of move back to Austin every 5-6 years.
Yeah.
You know, I've known you for about 10 years now.
A circle.
Time sure flies. When are you, and now, do you want folks to know where you're living now?
Yeah, sure. You know, you can tell them I'm living in Amsterdam currently.
You're living in the Netherlands.
Yep.
And you're working with a film company over there on some stuff.
Yep. Film company called Submarine. And it looks like I'm going to be doing a project in Abu Dhabi next for a museum there.
If folks want to find out more, what's the submarine website? Are you?
It's submarine.nl.
Netherlands, submarine.nl. So you are just global. Well, let's get to some phone calls, or we'll never have time to take them. Let's go ahead and talk to Betty in Wisconsin. Betty, you're on the air with Tommy Pilato.
Oh, Betty's gone. That must be an old list.
Okay, who's up next here? Because I got a big... Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Then Bryant, Arnie, Leo, and others. Go ahead, Mark in Oregon.
Yeah, hey, Alex, and hey, Tommy. Great to speak with you. I've got a suggestion I'd like to make to both of you, and it's an idea I've had solely to further the cause of exposing the truth of 9/11 and the other truths which are directly or indirectly related to it. And that is actually a movie. And I would call the movie perhaps Alex Jones, the movie. I would call the movie A Day in the Life of Alex Jones,
oh,
maybe starting out first frame on the treadmill. And basically, Alex, it would require perhaps a speaking tour, a global speaking tour to promote the movie. And you've always been interested in doing that. And I know time's of the essence these days, and you have to, both of you gentlemen have to allocate your time to the greatest effect toward exposing the truth that needs to be exposed. But I wanted to suggest that I thought it would be something you could ponder on the future, both of you. And Alex knows enough people that are associated
with... No. Let's make a movie about A Day in the Life of Tommy Pilato.
No.
Alex, you'll go a long way if there's a movie about you. It'll make millions.
I don't even care about the money thing. I don't have any future to spend any money if we don't turn this around, man. Listen, filmmaking takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. Even if you're like Steven Spielberg, it's hard to get the very film you want made. I mean, Empire Strikes Back, George Lucas almost had that taken away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, explain this to people, that it's hard to do things like this.
Well, it also changes. I mean, it's a very fluid business. And right now, you know, like Waking Life was a movie that Alex was...
It's evergreen, by the way, bigger than ever now, right?
And Alex has one of my favorite scene in the whole movie. But that movie at that time was made completely independently, and we sold it to a distributor, and it got some distribution. But, you know, now the way that things are, I don't think that same movie would sell the same way. And I don't think it would get seen the same way. You know, it's really a lot to do with timing.
Exactly. As they say, the planets have to align, and I appreciate your call. I hate talking about myself. This is ridiculous, Mark. I appreciate it. Trying to explain this, look, Discovery Channel And I'm not going to get into it because they asked me not to say too much, but some of it's been in the news now, so I can talk about it. Made a $3.5 million film because Discovery was going to go the way of you know, kind of a BBC or an HBO.
Right.
You know, they wanted like a name for real filmmaking. So one of the top filmmakers in the country in documentary, he's like the number two guy. He spent a $3.5 million. I was one of the main characters. Then he wouldn't make it a hit piece on me. And so it was shelved. And this is the first film he's ever made that just went in the toilet. I mean, it's on the Discovery. And then the new person they brought in to totally change Discovery, they got sacked over it. So, see, you have to understand, folks, bomb makers own Hollywood. Bomb makers, you know, private banks, people that run wars. And so you can even have the president of a company wanting to put you in a movie or TV. Tommy, explain this to him, the crap people have to go through.
Well, I mean, like anything, you're making something with somebody else's money. So that automatically gives them a great influence on what you're making. And very few people have director's cut, you know, that they get to whatever they make, the studio has to show. Very, very few people.
Rick gets that.
Yes. We've gotten that on the movies that we've made that you've been in.
You got that. You're the one that got it.
So, you know, it's a difficult thing to achieve, and usually you have to trade off. Like, you have to take less money in order to get that. So a lot of people aren't willing to do that either.
Yeah, that's the big issue. And then you've got to go convince all the stars to do it for almost nothing.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
I mean, that's a rarity. What you did with Scanner Darkly, that's really hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of goodwill from a lot of people and a lot of people getting on board. And luckily, Keanu Reeves and Robert Downey Jr. And actors of that caliber really were attracted to the script, the book that it was based on, and also Richard Linklater, the director.
So, and it's a totally different film.
Yeah.
The establishment did not like it, though.
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I mean, the great thing about it is that once the movie's out there, it's out there. And I mean, I actually really love what's going on with BitTorrent and how the movies are getting out there. And I've traveled, you know, all around the world, and movies, even movies that I've made that haven't been distributed in those countries, they are developing a fan base. And I went to Korea recently, and we showed Scanner Darkly, and I asked the audience how many people, you know, have seen the movie already. And you know, BitTorrent's really big in Korea. And over 80% of the people raised their
hands.
So
it's big.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that they still came, they still paid for the movie, they still came to see it with an audience. So that shows me that, like, piracy necessarily doesn't mean that people will stop paying to have that shared experience.
In fact, it gives some alternative art a shot at actually being seen.
Right. So, I mean, I'm always happy to see.
Well, you don't like to whine and bitch, but there was some pressure that was bucked, and you guys didn't go along with it, with Scanner. But I guess you don't want to get into that.
Well, I mean, I think...
Like, they didn't want the cop blowing the guy's head off.
You always get these studio notes when you're making a film, and you always are kind of wondering, are they even watching the same movie that you're making? And, you know, it's a process, and you have to sort of argue passionately to keep the things in that you want to keep in. And you have to justify it, which is all right, because most of the time I feel pretty firmly about what I believe, and I'm willing to argue about that with anyone.
Absolutely. Folks, we're playing a YouTube clip of Scanner Darkly up there. It does not do it justice. Buy the DVD. We have a link, by the way, on JonesReport.com where you can go over there and buy the DVD. I recommend you do that and support alternative media and information. I talked to a lot of folks in Hollywood who want to make films like you're making, Tommy. They just, I guess, don't have the, I don't want to say skill, things don't line up for them to ever get, I mean, even big names, to get to make something that's truly independent like you've been able to do over and over again.
Well, I mean, part of it's luck, too. I mean, it's not that it's a you know, it's sometimes it's being in the right place at the right time, and sometimes it's just being able to go with opportunities, you know, at the time that you see them. You seize those opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of folks do kind of prattle around and flim, you know, kind of just bumble around with opportunity. You got to seize destiny in your jaws. Let's talk to Bryant in New Jersey. Bryant, you're on the air with director and film producer Tommy Pilato.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm putting everything on the bottom of media. It's almost amazing to see how they're lying to everybody, like, every day. And yet, people watching Obama, they still support him. And it's amazing to see that's happening every day. People still, they know that they're being lied to, but yet they still believe, and somehow that the media is making them think it's true.
Yeah, let me comment on that. It sounds like you're a bit nervous there. Don't worry, we all are. And we'll come back and have Tommy comment on it. Look, this is what's happening. That's why the establishment gave people the novelty of a black guy. I'd love it if it was a black guy and he was for liberty and anti-war or whatever, you know, pro-freedom. But they, again, it's form. It's packaging over substance. And so Obama lied to everybody and said he was anti-surveillance, anti-NAFTA and GATT, anti-war. Now he's flip-flopping on all of that. And folks are getting upset, but so many of them wanted to believe, wanted to be sold on that, but now they'll be even more cynical and more sophisticated in understanding what's happening. I want every minute with Tommy in the time we've got left. So for PrisonPlanet.tv, we are going to skip this break. For the rest of the network, we'll be back in three short minutes. Please stay with us.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Tommy Pallotta is our guest, and it has been really fun having him here in studio. I want to take a few final calls from, I guess, Arnie, Leo, and a few others. Fox News is reporting that Rahm Emanuel just resigned. See, the military-industrial complex is blackmailing Obama with all this news.
Right.
So, will you guys check that and confirm and see if that's true? John, did you confirm that? Okay, well, we'll see if that's true then. Somebody may have talked about he may resign. I've heard they're saying he may resign. But again, people are all, look, they're all crooks. Resco and Chicago. Folks, they are surveilling every governor in the country. They're basically, most of them are corrupt. I'll put it to you that way. especially Chicago, and then they burn you. Look, Spitzer went after Bank of America and the brokerage firms. Boom, the Hooker news comes out. This guy, you know, is selling Senate seats. Of course he was. And I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying, what is the FBI doing surveilling all these people? They're using it where if they want to hammer them, they can. Tommy?
Right. Well, I mean, I think more and more we're moving into that surveillance state. And it is the way, and we've talked about it many times, that is a prison planet. You know, you no longer need to put people in cages if you have all this information on them.
You introduced me to the Panopticon and Paul Kolt's
Discipline and Punish.
Discipline and Punish. Well, that is a heavy read.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, I'm also thinking about making a documentary that sort of goes down to the history of the prison systems and torture and how that relates to sort of modern day.
Well, it's awesome, Tommy. You're doing so much. I want to make our NASA documentary.
Yeah, yeah. That's you know, again, that's the dream. I think after these next couple of films, we'll look at NASA and see what they're doing.
There's so many projects. Let's so little time here. Long way to go, short time to get there. Arnie in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
This is Arnie, and I go to school in Washington, and I just wanted to sympathize with Robert, who you had on earlier. And
yes.
I know how it is. We have cameras everywhere, and it's insane how if you think outside of the box, especially with regards to drugs or 9/11, that immediately the groupthink kicks in, and they shut you down.
Yeah, they're training you how to be a prisoner. I don't know,
yeah,
any
exactly.
Parent, it'd be better for your child not to go to school than to be in a public school, folks.
Yeah. Sorry, what? You didn't come through.
It would be better for your child to not even be in school.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Self-education. Like Thomas Jefferson, just never let schooling get in the way of your education and freely think, not the group think.
Absolutely. Ari, anything else?
Yeah, I just had a question. How do we overcome this? Like, how can we... Oh, yeah, like, is there any methods that you have thought of or that people have shared with you?
Well, I mean, people expect everything to be, like, out of a hamburger window at McDonald's quick. No, it's a process. We've gotten decadent, evil, corrupt, you know, out of shape mentally as a nation. We have to get back in shape. But, Tommy?
You know, again, you just got to educate yourself. You got to educate the people around you. You know, it'll start small, but it'll spread. And then you have to organize, and then you have to act.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. I hate to cut you off, Ari. Leo and Mash, you got 1 minute. Take us out of here. Go ahead, Leo.
Yeah, hi. I've been looking forward to somebody coming out with a basic template. Done in the format of a movie, maybe, just for entertainment. But basically to stop Web 2.0 and expose it worldwide and offer us ways of combating it and then translating it into a bunch of different languages, keeping it simple, stupid, basically, so that it's easy to translate.
Well, you know, I've done some little presentations, enough respect, and many others have done it. I appreciate your call. A manual to resign House seat on Friday. This is Fox News. It is confirmed, and I will be back tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time, to cover the aftermath of maybe he's resigning to go join the IDF. You know, he's an Israeli Mossad agent publicly. I mean, literally, he was in the IDF. So, and we want to pray for all those folks dying on both sides over in Israel and Palestine. Tommy Pallotta, you are super, brother. There.
All right, it's good to be here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. End of transmission. Rebroadcast starts now at one place on the streams, Infowars.com. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.